His biggest solo project to date came about when Channel 4 asked him to write a trilogy of shows about modern Britain. National Treasure, 2016, was inspired by Operation Yew Tree, a police investigation into sexual misconduct by media personalities. The smash hit Kiri, 2018, explored transracial adoption. Caroline Hollick, the channel's head of drama, praises the balance in Mr. Thorne's writing between brutal honesty and warmth, even humour. That's why he can dig into these huge state-of-the-nation ideas and make them so appealing to watch. The trilogy's final instalment will be a mini-series about corporate manslaughter, which will draw on real-life incidents, including the Grenfell Tower fire of 2017. Mr. Thorne, who is 40, tends to anchor his stories in families, sometimes unconventional ones, scrutinising the relationships between siblings or between parents and their children. These families have a veneer of unity, but underneath they tend to be fractured by lies and betrayals. Much is left unsaid. In National Treasure, Dee, Andrea Riseborough, wonders whether her drug addiction and memory loss is linked to the predatory behaviour of which her father is accused. In The Virtues, to mask his slide back into the bottle, Joseph, Stephen Graham, spins a story about a workplace accident to his son. Mr. Graham, who also starred in This Is England, reckons that no one catches truth and reality the way Jack does. Mr. Thorne's shows do more than make you look at pretty pictures, Mr. Graham says. They come into your living room and make you think. Other threads knit the writer's disparate subjects into a coherent oeuvre. Many of his stories feature loss or violence, exploring how such experiences calcify into trauma. Several of his characters are dependent on booze or sex. He is an acute observer of nuances of affluence and class, that eternal British theme. Typically, Mr. Thorne avoids the temptation to provide easy moralising and neat conclusions, considering those unrealistic and therefore dishonest. He says he wants his work to lead to people asking questions rather than giving them answers.